Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch, artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Breadbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.
Good morning. Can you hear the crackle of the surf? I'm not sure if you can hear. It's kind of neat. When the surf isn't very big and there aren't a lot of waves breaking, when one does break it, it just crackles because it's there's not other kind of soft background noise of other waves breaking. And so these little waves are just crackling. It's just so beautiful. Good morning, Pat Gervais. You and to your wife. Hey, Sean. Happy Thanksgiving, Sean. I hope you're celebrating it over there. And Karen, aloha. Happy Thanksgiving. We have so much to be happy about today. Aloha, Bill Rushmore. Glad you're joining us. And if anybody has any family members joining them today, can you please tell us who it is? Because we know a lot of people have family over during the Thanksgiving holidays. So if you have a little one, especially, that's joining you, I'd like to say hi to them. Hey, Jack Brennan. Aloha. Happy Thanksgiving, Dan Barda. We have so much to be thankful for, don't we? My wife told me to make sure and thank all of you for praying for her father. She flew out of here in tears on the way to go be with her father. He was supposed to be passing away. He was unconscious on a ventilator in the hospital. And he started getting better. He came back. Took him out of his twilight, or whatever they call it, when they help you through your suffering. And he got off the ventilator. And then they found out the oxygen machine he's been using at home has been faulty. They got him a new oxygen machine, and he's coming home today, apparently, for Thanksgiving. And it's not a hospice situation, but they're giving him real royal health care, and he's back. And so they're all just stunned by this development. And I want to thank you for your prayers. Hey, Peter, when do you head down this way in your big, with your fifth wheel? When are you coming down? So anybody here that has little ones with them, you know, grandkids or children running around, I just love them. My neighbor Mary, who lives directly above me, every now and then her grandchildren are here, and you hear the patter. It's kind of a very muffled sound, but you know the little ones that are around, and it always gives Cindy and I a twinkle, you know, to hear them playing. Love to hear children. We love to see kids playing here on the beach this week. There'll be lots of fathers building sandcastles with children. Why do children love to dig in the sand? I don't know. They even bring shovels. Love to dig in the sand. I remember when I was a kid thinking, if I dig deep enough here, I'll get to China. I really thought that, so I would start digging. But aloha, Karen. Yes, we have so much to be thankful for. Yeah, so Ernie is coming home. Now, Ernie is a tough, long, he was captain of his own boat, a long-line fisherman. And the whole family, his son is a long-line fisherman, and his son's son is also. But Ernie's father was, and his father, all the way back in Cortez Bay over there, back to when a member of the family who was a pirate found that bay and said, let's all move from the East Coast around, from the Carolinas around to that part of Florida. So their family is a tough, tough family. So I'm not surprised that Ernie's coming home today. So praise God for your prayers. Amen. So we're talking about the desire for God. Remember we said yesterday that Augustine said Christianity is eros, E-R-O-S, desire for God. And here we say that the dignity of man, the desire for God is written in the human heart because man is created by God and for God, and God never ceases to draw man to himself. Only in God will he find the truth and happiness he never stops searching for. So there's a scripture verse that says, if you are unfaithful, yea, I am always faithful. So even when we turn our back on God, God is faithfully giving us the sun in the morning, Hey, Mike Bridges, aloha from Del Rio. A little oasis there. The first real sign of real water coming from the west when I did my bicycle ride from California to Jacksonville. That little beautiful water area there you have by Del Rio. But even if we're unfaithful, God is always faithful, always seeking relationship for us, from, you know, with us. But then he says these words, if you deny me, then I will deny you, because I cannot deny myself. And what is that as saying is God is always drawing someone to personal relationship, communion, and an eternal life. But in the end, we choose whether we go to hell or not. It's 100% under our control. If we keep denying God, then that's our choice. C.S. Lewis said that there are two types of people in the world. Those who say to God, "Thy will be done," and He welcomes into heaven, and those to whom God says, "Thy will be done," and they choose hell. They choose to do their own thing, to do it their way. I mean, that one song, I hope it's not true about Frank Sinatra, but he says, "I did it my way." We want to do it God's way. The dignity of man rests above all on the facts that he is, the fact that he is, what do you think it is? What is it that the dignity of man rests upon, that raises him higher than any other animal? The dignity of man rests above all in the fact that he is called to communion with God, because we have a spiritual, rational soul that's infused with us at the moment of conception. Even if we're conceived in the worst possible way, God honors that physical union, that physical DNA, with a spiritual, rational soul that's infused with from God with the highest dignity placed within us, imago Dei. This invitation to converse with God is addressed to man as soon as he comes into being. And when is that? The moment of conception is the moment when God infuses a unique, spiritual, rational soul. And what is within the soul? The soul, in a sense, Justin Martyr said that the soul has... in the deepest part of the soul is the spiritual nature of man. In other words, in an animal soul, or its life doesn't have a spirit. It's not rational. But mankind has a spirit, a soul, and a body. Remember, it's really a spiritual, rational soul. But Paul referred to the sword. Which is able to divide between spirit and soul. And so that spiritual part of us, in our spiritual soul, we have a mind, we have a will, and we have emotions. And if you think about it, that's what the heart of man is. The Bible talks about the double-minded man, or the man with a double heart. That's the heart. You know, we have a mind, a will, an emotion, and maybe our emotions pull us one way, but our heart pulls us another. I mean, our emotions pull us one way, but our mind is saying, no, you should go this way. You know, that's why they say with the heart and the mind align. The ultimate state of depravity of a man is when his body runs his life, and the soul is submitted to that. And the spiritual life is not considered at all. That would be called depravity. But the ultimate point of life would be for the spirit within a man to be subject and in communion to God, and then the soul in alignment with that spirit, that spiritual way, and the body obeying the mind, or the soul, I should say. So mind, will, and emotion. It's interesting, the word spirit comes from the word pneuma, which means breath. Remember, God breathed into man a spirit. But the soul of a man comes from the word psuche. It's often translated in the New Testament, in some translations, as flesh. It doesn't mean corpus, which is our physical body. It means our concupiscent nature, perhaps, is a way to say it. So the spirit is pneuma, which is breath. Psuche is where we get the word psychology, and it means blast of air. So they're very similar, and in fact, that's why the Catechism calls it a spiritual soul. We have a soul, but we also have in the deepest part of our soul a spirit. And so the spirit has an upward yearning for God that animals don't. And this is what the Bible is talking, the Catechism is talking about here, spiritual, rational soul. The pneuma of the Spirit of God, like that we in Hawaii, we touch foreheads and we nose breathe, that's a greeting instead of shaking hands. We're sharing breath as God shared breath with us. And then the soul is very much like the spirit because it means blast of air. So the question is, I have a friend who's a counselor, and she knows as a Christian counselor to distinguish between a person's brain and a person's mind. The mind is within the soul. The soul uses the organ of the brain for its earthly functioning, but the soul is quite separate from the brain, because when we die, you know that the soul is separated and that person continues to live on. And then praise God, at some point our bodies will be resurrected and reunited with our souls. So there is in man a spiritual soul, an upward yearning, a desire for God, a desire to respond to the never-ending invitation from God to come to Him. No matter what we've done in lives, it's not too late. The dignity of man rests above all on the fact that he is called to communion with God. This invitation to converse with God is addressed to man as soon as he comes into being. For if man exists, it is because God has created him through love. And through love continues to hold him in existence. And that's why it's so precious. Like I said, anyone, no matter what the way they've been conceived in rape or whatever it is, God has conceived their spiritual soul in love. And through love continues to hold him in existence. He cannot live fully according to truth unless he freely acknowledges that love and entrusts himself to his Creator. It's almost like a baby. When the baby comes out of the womb, it first wants to go to the mother and be suckled. It's like us. We when we're born, we all automatically turn and have this desire in our hearts for love, you know, and that ultimate love was God, because God is love. In many ways throughout history, down to the present day, men have given expression to their quest for God in their religious beliefs and behavior. So we, this quest for God is the pursuit as a response to this upward yearning in us. And we express that through prayers and sacrifices and rituals and meditations and so forth. So people who have never heard of Jesus still have religion because it's part of their expression of their upward yearning. But what's so cool is throughout history, which is his story, in the fullness of time, Christ came incarnate to encounter us. The same way that when Adam and Eve sinned, God came and walked in the garden, said, "Adam, where are you?" The author and finisher of our faith, the author of the book, entered the book and became incarnate. And we now can focus rightly on our eros, on our desire, which is for the true God. These forms of religious expression, despite the ambiguities they often bring with them, are so universal that one may well call man a religious being. From one ancestor, God made all nations to inhabit the whole earth, and he allowed it the times of their existence and the boundaries of the places where they would live, so that they would search for God and perhaps grope for him and find him. Though indeed he is not far from each one of us, for in him we live and move and have our being. I've been there where Paul said those words. I've been there. In Athens. The Areopagus. I've been there in Athens. And he spoke to the Athenians because they love poetry, but mostly just to tickle their ears. To search and search, but never come to a point of understanding. But he said, you know, God made all... basically, he said that man has been groping for God, but now Jesus comes and presents himself in person. That's the beautiful call God has for each of us. But this intimate and vital bond of man to God can be forgotten, overlooked, and even explicitly rejected by man. And I'm going to kind of stop here because I think this is just a great place to stop. It can be forgotten, overlooked, or explicitly rejected. I think in our life, the cacophony of noise, of social media, of television, of the busyness of life, God just can be neglected and forgotten. He can be drowned out. Remember, the still small voice is the voice of God. Last night I was watching an old Western, really cool Western. It was 2 hours and 46 minutes, really long old Western, made in 68. And when I turned off the TV, suddenly it all became quiet, and then the ocean beckoned me to come out onto my lanai and have an hour of quiet time with the Lord. And it was amazing how I didn't hear the quietness of the ocean calling me until I turned off that noise. So in all of our doings this week, let's make sure to make it a little bit of time, you know, spend some time with the Lord, quiet things down and listen to the Lord. I'm sorry, I kind of sleepy today. I don't know how alert I was in my communications. It's tough to get up. I woke up at 6:55 this morning. I don't know why I slept in. And then to get up and do a catechism right off the bat, so I hope I was at least somewhat literate. I'll let you enjoy the sunrise for a little bit. Here you go. Please pray for Shane and I. We're working on Long Ride Home and episode 17. And those of you who are Patreon donors will get early release of that probably within a couple weeks. So if you're not a Patreon donor, you can go to patreon.com/BearWasnick Deep Adventure. And don't forget, in all your shopping, visit our web store. We've got, I think you'll be surprised what we have there. We have really a lot of great gifts. We have really cool, about 20 different types of t-shirts, and we have some cool Long Ride Home gear and my books, and we have St. Benedict Exorcist ring and St. Michael Archangel rings, and just all kinds of cool stuff. So it's a great place to go shop, and we will direct send your presents to your family. Anyway, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, happy Thanksgiving, everyone, and aloha.
Hey, man, I don't want you to miss out on your free stuff at deepadventure.com. Go there and subscribe to our weekly email newsletter. You get free video content, including the Bear Wozniak radio show, video version on YouTube before it even airs on EWTN. And you can follow us on all of our social media. Go to deepadventure.com and subscribe. Get your free stuff. And if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to press the subscribe button and ring that little bell. Don't miss out.